House Passes Bill to Shield K-12 Sports from Transgenderism. By Elizabeth Weibel on January 14, 2025. Sports advocate Riley Gaines cheered as the House of Representatives passed a bill protecting women's sports from males who insist they are transgender women. The Protection of Women and Girls Sports Act passes the House with two Texas Democrats, Gonzalez and Queller, voting in support, making it bipartisan, Gaines wrote in response to the bill being passed. On to the Senate. In a 218-206 vote on Tuesday, the House passed H.R. 28, also known as the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act of 2025, which prevents transgender women from competing on teams consistent with their gender identity and amends Title IX, according to Politico. The outlet noted that while transgender-identifying athletes are not allowed to play on women's sports teams, transgender-identifying students will be able to practice or train with a program designated for women or girls. Representative Henry Queller, DTX, and Representative Vicente Gonzalez, DTX, joined the Republicans in voting for H.R. 28. In response to the bill, Representative Tim Walberg, Army, explained that the bill offers a new promise to America's women and girls. Kicking girls off sports teams to make way for biological males takes opportunities away from these girls, Walberg said. This means fewer college scholarships and fewer opportunities for girls. It also makes them second-class citizens in their own sports and puts their safety at risk. The Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act offers a new promise to America's women and girls. Several polls have found that Americans are not in favor of the transgender ideology being pushed. As Breitbart News previously reported, a poll from Parents Defending Education, Parade, found that 75% of parents are opposed to teachers, counselors, school nurses, and other school administration officials withholding information about a child's gender identity from parents. The Parade poll also found that 78% of parents are opposed to biological males, who identify as females, being allowed to participate on girls' sports teams. A survey from The Economist/YouGov found that out of 1,593 adults surveyed, 51% of respondents supported banning minors from having access to things such as hormone therapy, puberty blockers, or surgeries. Meanwhile, 39% of respondents expressed strong support for banning minors from having access to these procedures, while 32% expressed opposition to banning minors from having access to such medical procedures.